Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Now, Rico, you have numbers.
I have
because
numbers.
Because you and I are like-minded, is that I live in the real world. Like, JJ going late first, I would never have an issue with it. I think it's just such a limited sample size. I don't know how you'd ever put this draft capital into them, but teams are desperate. But you have a quarterback A, quarterback B scenario you want to give the people.
I do.
By the number.
By the number. So quarterback A, Michael.
Yes.
Had a 72.3% completion rate. Threw for a little under 3,000 yards. Averaged 9.0 yards per attempt. 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, QB rating 167.4.
Okay.
Quarterback B, 77.4 completion rating, 4,000 yards, threw for 11.2 yards per attempt, 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a passer rating of 203.1.
David, any guesses to who quarterback A and B are? Rico.
This is when they were in college.
Okay. Give us
their senior year.
Give us A.
A. You want the numbers again?
Nope.
Oh, A is J.J. McCarthy.
Sounds right.
Okay.
Who's B, our mystery man?
Quarterback B currently resides in New England. Mac Jones.
Oh, my dear God.
You want another one?
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Okay.
By the numbers.
By the numbers. Vomit. All right, let's go.
This quarterback, 68.3% completion rate, 4,100 yards, 9.1 yards per attempt, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, QB rating of 161.2 in his senior year.
Let's hear it.
Kenny, would you like to help me out with this one?
I got nothing.
It would be Stetson Bennett.
Ooh.
I knew it once he asked Kenny. Come on, Kenny.
But here's the thing. While the numbers don't tell the whole story, I get what Rico's doing. I've also seen something where McCarthy and Graham Mertz basically had the same year. See, the issue I have with McCarthy, he didn't have to do anything. He's basically Greg McElroy. You're on a team with the best offensive line in the game. You pound the rock, elite defense, make one or two throws a game, and away you go.
Well, the reason why I picked those two is because national championship quarterbacks.
Yes.
So apples to apples. Now, here's one as the apples to oranges. 71.7 completion rate, 3,100 passing yards, 7.8 yards per completion, 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, QB rating of 149. That would be Brock Purdy.
Away we go. JJ to the big city. David, I hope you're ready. It's going to be an exciting fall.
So, yeah. So, just for people who are like, oh, well, you know, he's on a national title team,
it
so he didn't
matter.
Have to do all of this stuff. Like, well, here's other national title quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's a bad argument.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe, 97.1. What's up, Joe?
Yo, what's up, guys? What's up, Mike? What's up, Rico?
What's hey, up, Joe? What's on your mind?
Not much. A couple things real quick. So the free agent Super Bowl guys real quick. I think I have PTSD on that. Just real quick, just off topic.
Yeah.
Like the Damian Woody, Trey Flowers, a couple other guys come to you know, mind. I can't even watch ESPN now just looking at Damian Woody because I remember he said, I just went to Detroit because they gave me a contract and I just, you know, I didn't care. You know, I just, there's a thing with me that whenever you get a guy that's already been fed, they don't care as much anymore. Does that make sense?
So what are you talking, L'Jarius Sneed?
Yeah, Sneed, you know, just other guys that are just Super Bowl winners that want that contract. It seems like they come here and they're already fed. You know, they're full.
I'll tell you one thing I was thinking about, and it's I'm fine if you don't want to pay to get Sneed plus give up capital, but like, imagine if you were able to get Kendall Fuller from the Commanders and then bring back Quandre Diggs all for the same price as L'Jarius Sneed.
Not bad, right? Nice. That sounds good. And they're hungry. They've never won.
Yep. And my deal. Joe, my deal is the same. I'm not hung up on an individual player. Would I make a run at Sneed, see what it is? Of course. But my ask of Brad Holmes is the same. It is incumbent upon him to make Super Bowl moves here and to make this team tangibly better next fall.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For sure. All right, that's my point number one. Now your topic of the J.J. McCarthy thing. So, diehard Michigan fan. I love Michigan. I grew up in the 80s, 90s, you know, Barry Sanders, Isaiah Thomas. They were just my heroes, you know, the Fab Five, that's who I grew up loving. J.J. McCarthy thing, man, every time he dropped back to throw the ball, I was scared every single time because I didn't know. He's throwing a 5-yard slant, and he's throwing it 7,000 miles an hour instead of giving it that little touch. You know, and I'm like, what is happening here? How did they win the national title with this dude?
Because he didn't have to do anything.
And I love the guy. He made it happen, but
he doesn't
move the needle.
No, listen, and Joe, understand something. Like, we can have adult conversations. I mean, first of all, they cheated for 3 years. Okay, then they go into these games. The only difference in the game is Kyle McCord made a dumb throw and J.J. didn't, right? You play Alabama, you get a ball tipped, and it's the only reason your receiver catches it instead of being intercepted. When they needed to throw it with J.J. against Bama, it was when they damn near lost the game in the third quarter. So, when you look at all of it, I am on the side of, I think it's crazy on tape to take this kid number 6 overall. But it's a business. And if you do not have a franchise quarterback, you don't have a franchise. So teams are going to overdraft and the Giants are desperate. They made a terrible error with Daniel Jones. They know it. Now coming out of the combine, the odds of the Giants taking McCarthy is equal to the Broncos.
At least they were smart enough to realize Daniel Jones is just not going to work out. I'll give them credit for that, Mike. They didn't double down and say, we're going to surround you with more pieces. Nah, this ain't working.
Well, they made, listen, that's where we sit today. Rico, you know where I'm at. Guy can't stay healthy. He was never that good, but I knew what was going to happen. You win your division and win a playoff game, you pay your quarterback. Okay, Tampa Bay's about to do it with Baker. You know, and again, we can fight people here. I think Jared Goff is certainly a better quarterback than Daniel Jones and Baker Mayfield. The point is, you're paying Jared Goff. There's no world where you make the playoffs and win playoff games and don't pay your quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. You want one more real quick, Mike?
Oh, God. Another A or B?
Another A or B.
Go ahead.
All right. This one was only a 60.5.
60?
Completion rate.
Ugh.
2,700 yards.
Okay.
Averaged 6.8 yards per pass. 22 touchdown, 9 interceptions, QB rating of 131.7.
Go ahead.
That would be Daniel Jones.
Oh, thanks. But you know what the Giants drafted? Projection.
Mm-hmm.
Because Daniel Jones didn't have the tape.
Mm-hmm.
But they drafted what they thought he could be. It's the same thing you're doing here.
Right. So I just want to let people know these are all numbers that, he's a can't miss. Well,
is he? All right, this was uplifting. JJ's a Giant. Get ready for it. Football today and a question for Lions fans coming up at 3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.